Okay, so we are going to continue here, Perek Gimel, of Neor HaChaim. Okay, now Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, what it said there was that Rav Shimon Omer Shlosha Shachol Shulchanach B'Loimer Lav Divrei Torah Ki Ochel Mizivchei Mason. So if they ate without the Torah, it's like they ate Zivchei Mason, which is Korbanos of Avodah Zarah, and it says Kol Kol Shulchanos Malu Ki Tsoya B'Loim Makay. This is very severe, like we said last time. It's like you're eating vomit and excretions and all the low parts of the food. So we explained the court of Chaim Vlajner how eating is made up of three parts. There's the gashmias part, there's the ruchnias part, and then there's the ra. So normally the our avoda is to mekadesh everything. So we allow our neshamas to be sustained from the good, the body sustained. The from the spiritual part, the body sustained from the physical part, and then the ra leaves the body. By the man, when it was kulei toiv, kulei minashamayim, there was nothing left the body. And when there's a korban, that's what you do, right? Now, when a regular person eats, so what's your kavana? If your kavana is l'shem shemayim, to elevate the food, so then you're elevating the whole food. The food becomes kadosh. So memela. You're even elevating the gashmis. But if you're not...
You're not necessarily eating it to elevate the food. You're eating it so that
you're eating it as part of Hashem. But it means that you're using even the gashmis part for a spiritual purpose, essentially. And the opposite, if you're eating for just a physical purpose, so then it's like maluki. Then you're just eating even the ra of the food. And you just...
So someone eats an ice cream. If someone has an ice cream... Or a cheesecake.
Right.
How can you get the good out of it?
You're getting the good out of it because
if it's sweet, something that has no, it's not nutritious.
So there's a story with Rav Steinman. Now, obviously, look, you know, for most of us, so we're going to in economy, you know, so we need that also. We need to feel good about ourselves. We need to treat ourselves with smile, and that's part of it. You know, you want to know in a real Oyved Hashem. So Rav Steinman, there was a story with him. I told you the story with the pudding of Rav Steinman. So Rav Steinman was a real Oyved Hashem, obviously. And in this area, he was the biggest Oyved in the last, I don't know, generations about this thing, about the eating. So he was about over 100 already. He was in the hospital and he couldn't eat much. And they gave him some, like a pudding to eat, you know, that would at least give him some sugars and... So he's saying he's about to make a bracha. And the doctor says, you have to eat this. And he's like, he doesn't want to. And then he's about to make the bracha, he's about to eat it. And then he says, I've been fighting against this pudding for the last 50 years. I'm not going to give in now. And he doesn't eat it. Right? So yeah, you're right. I mean, you want to know the real Rav Steinmans in the world? Yeah, they wouldn't eat that. But for us, on our level, so we just have to, in general, understand, yeah, look, you know, this is part of who we are. This is part of what we're doing. And in the big picture, you know, we have in mind goals. And this is helping us in the bigger picture to get to our goals. You know, that's I think, how we should be looking at it. Okay? Now, I'm just going to read a little bit the Lashon he says here, because it's really a Geshmak Lashon. And he says like this. He says... A person who eats just to ravage down his food, not only is he not fixing, he's not elevating the gashmias part of the food, he's even spoiling the spiritual part of the food. He's being machnis to the bad side. And he brings a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachis, ha'oichel b'lei bracha ki'ilu goizel. LaKadosh Baruch Hu ulaKnesset Yisrael. Someone that eats without a bracha is like he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael and from the Jewish people. Now, what's he stealing? So I think many of us would learn he's stealing the food because the bracha, you have to get permission to eat the bracha from Hashem and you have to ask permission. If you eat without a bracha, it's like you didn't ask permission. So it's like you're stealing the food. That's what the Ritva says, Pshat. But the Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, if you eat without a bracha, you're stealing the bracha. So what does that mean? You're stealing the bracha? That's what Rashi says. So the pshat is, like he's explaining here, Because every food has in it the opportunity to bring out a certain spiritual part of the food. When you're eating, so there's a certain spiritual element of the food that you have to like unleash that spiritual force in the food. And when you make the bracha is kind of, you know, you're associating it in the food, you're like unleashing the spiritual part of it. If you don't make a bracha, then you just ate that without, you just ate the gashmias part. You're stealing away the fact that the food has a spiritual part to it. You're not being misyachis to that. You're not addressing the spiritual part of the food. So since you're not addressing the spiritual part of the food, so you're stealing it. You're eating the food with only the physical. Hashem put the food for the physical and the spiritual, and you're only addressing the physical part of it. So by making the bracha, you're like unleashing that power, that part of the power of the food. So he says, "Ha'icha b'lo bracha kilu goizel." It's like you're mamish stealing. Okay? Then he says, Ukvar Amru Razal, Komokum Shinemar Vayesh Vulecho Lechem. Anywhere, Chazal say in Parshas Vayeshev, by the brothers, it says Vayesh Vulecho Lechem. They sat down to eat bread, and that's when they sold Yosef. So Chazal say, anytime you find the language that they sat to eat, Vayesh Vulecho Lechem, Hayatzara. It ended up in a tzara of in a painful time in a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. Because you sat down to eat, you're sitting down to eat, you're making a whole thing of your eating. She eat what you need to eat, eat a little bit, go. You're sitting down. Okay, we're going to l'shem yuchod kutcher brichu. We're sitting down together to make a kviyas to eat. Eat you shouldn't be you making such a big deal of your eating, as if like your eating is the end all be all. You know. This is what we're here for, you know. People make such an asik out of the food, you know. So like, you know, I want herring, okay. Which type? I don't know, herring. No, there's 37 different flavors. Well, do you want with onion, without onion? How much oil, with jalapenos, without, garlic, onion? I don't know, give me some fish, you know. So you make a huge asik out of the food. So he says, that's like vayesh v'lech olechem. You're sitting down to eat the food, you're sitting all of a sudden, making a whole thing, so then you're addressing only the gashmis of the food. And anytime that that happened to Klal Yisrael, it ended up in bad news. That's what he says. It's okay to sit down to eat in Yasku Batara B'Kviyusam. If during the sitting down to eat, you're making brachas, and you're talking about Torah. So now you're elevating, you're not sitting down for a gashmis get-together. You're sitting down for a ruchnius get together. Ah, asher Torah gemalasu toiv leira, vatzolemar sheiyit shekol hara. There's no bad. Avol b'lav hachi haram is gabra chatzos shalom.
V'hu mamish zivchei mason. It's okay to have 100 different herrings, as long as you talk divrei Torah. That's the loophole.
Right. That.
you can really sit down. You can enjoy, and but it's got to be divrei Torah.
There's a point. The point is where's your focus? You know what I mean? If it becomes a distraction, then it becomes a distraction. It's like, look, I'm sitting down to eat. I enjoy it. That's okay. That's not the end of the world. You know, there was one store in Lakewood, I think it was, I don't remember, that after one of the things that they were makabel on themselves after the coronavirus was that they stopped selling any wine bottles over $100. Like, you know, you should be running and buying a bottle of wine that costs $150. The $100 bottle of wine is also good. Calm down, you know. they made a level. They said, we don't sell anymore anything, any bottle of wine over this, or any bottle of schnapps over this. All that stuff, like, you know, it became like, you know, it wasn't that long ago that the only wine you could buy was Menashevitz and, you know, and one or two flavors of Kedem, you know. And now, now, you know, yeah, who knows what the kosher wine industry is like, you know, booming. So
Shlomo Miller says not to get too hooked on fancy wines.
Yeah, it becomes a focus in and of itself. And it's hard to just justify that's the ruchniest part of this, you know? Now, mamish zivchei mesim, ki hatoiv hua mechayes adova, v'ara, so this is his understanding of this Mishnah. So it's not just, see, I think if you read it simply, three people are sitting and eating together and they don't say different Torah, so it's a missed opportunity. I think that time maybe we would understand the Mishnah. It's a missed opportunity. Look, you could have talked your learning. She's saying much deeper than that. It's a missed opportunity. You're showing what your whole focus is. Like, guys, turn off everything else. Turn off everything else. I'm ready to eat now. Eating, I got to focus. I got to, you know, lishma. I got to really, you know, get into it over here. Which course and, you know, so that's where you know, he's saying, you know, that's the point of the Mishnah. Okay, so he takes it a little bit deeper than I think the Pashup shot. Okay? All right. Let's start the next Mishnah. Rav Hanani ben Chachinoy Oymer. Haneir Balaila v'amahalach v'derach yichidi. Okay, this is a very mission that says someone that's up at night. In other words, he has opportunity to learn. Excuse me. He has opportunity to learn, and he doesn't learn. So then he's harayz nischay v'nafsha. It's like he's nischay v'nafsha. Okay, he doesn't. Rav Chaim Volozhin doesn't talk about the mission, so let's go to the next mission. Here's a great mission. Called Makabel Olav Oil Torah. If a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, Ma'avir Nimenu Oil Malchus V'Oil Derech Eretz. If a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah study, they will not have to accept upon themselves the yoke of Malchus and the yoke of Derech Eretz. V'Chol Parik Mimenu Oil Torah Noisin Olav Oil Malchus. But if you throw off the yoke of Torah, then they'll put on you plenty of other worries. Okay. Now this mission is it's probably talking more to people whose primary focus is most of the time spent during the day is learning. You know, the Yisachar, not the Zvulun as much. So I'm going to talk about it from that perspective, even though probably most people here are more than Zvulun, but I'm just going to talk about it from the Yisachar perspective. In other words, the person that spends most of their time learning. So this Mishnah is a very, very important a concept. The concept is that if a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah study, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that I'll take away everything else. I'll take away your other problems. And the idea is a person in this world is going to have problems. The person in this world is going to have challenges. They're going to have a certain amount of worries and a certain amount of things that they got to do. If a person has the right to say, primarily my worry is in Torah, then everything else is going to fall away. Everything else will fall to the side. Because the Kodesh Baruch says, well, he doesn't deserve more than this amount of worries. And if he's putting his worries into learning, then he's not going to have to if he's putting his worries into learning, then he's not going to have to accept upon himself all the worries. Okay? I'm going to read you a piece that Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings in the Siddur Agra, you know, from a different place, in the Keser Rosh. Keser Rosh is a list of things that Reb Chaim Volozhiner said from the Vilna Gaon, things that he was told from the Vilna Gaon. And he was told the following. It says, Oil Torah, what's Oil Torah? Amar Rabbeinu, Davar Minusa, Kishiyashkim, Adam Baboyker, Vikabal of Bayamahu Ol Torah. If a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah at the beginning of the day, the MS of Leif Tamim, Hainu Shiyigmar Baliboy, Shilo Yishma Lashum Dover Vali Atlan or Shum Tirda, that he will not be disturbed by anything. All his Yasurim and Rabitulim, that if all the disruptions will go away. Uvavada Yatsliach Bayom of Torah, and he'll have a good day of learning. So it all depends on the person's attitude at the beginning of the day. If he's willing to dedicate himself, Hashem will clear a schedule. Okay, so that means that it really has to do with us. It really has to do with each individual. How much are you willing to accept upon yourself the Ol of Torah? To that degree, Hashem will take away from you those worries that distract us. So, that means for a person that's learning all day, it's all day. But for a person that's learning part of the day, then whatever time you have set aside, that's my time. I have Ol Torah for that time. Hashem will take away the worries that will take it away from you. All right? So, you know. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye, good night.